Ow! All right, let's get started here. 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program, live from Las Vegas on the Strip. Actually, I'm about 8 blocks from the Strip.
Yeah.
At the studios of KNUU, our Las Vegas affiliate. Andy Vieira in charge of opening the door and letting me in, Rich. Other than that, I'm on my own here.
Is he gone?
No, he's here.
He's there. I thought he hung out.
He's ready for his job, which comes after my job, which is to inform and entertain, inspire, if you will. The news media coverage of the 10th anniversary of September 11th was the question yesterday at DougSteffen.com on our poll. What do you think of the coverage of the 10th anniversary of September 11th? 24% of you said they didn't watch any of it, and I'm glad it's over. 23% of you said it was excessive on every channel all the time. This tells you something, doesn't it, huh? 30% said news media got it right. This is an important event, and the coverage was good. So, let's see here. Too much focus on the past. We ought to be looking forward. I'm looking at the total numbers here. So about 50% didn't pay any attention or thought it was excessive. 30% said it was just right. 15% said we ought to be looking forward. So, it's, I don't know, is that an even divide? It's close. We spent a lot of time on it here last four or five broadcasts have seen us looking at where we are and where we're going for the most part. I think that's what we did, where, as a lot of people, both radio and television programs, we're talking to FBI counterterrorism agents and trying to stir people up about what might happen over the weekend. The terrorists are going to get us, blah, 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 blah.
I just heard something on the news. You would have driven your car into a bridge abutment if
really?
You heard this.
Uh-oh. And?
What do they label it? Some kind of national security segment type thing. And they're interviewing your favorite guy, Pistol, the guy who's running the Homeland Security or whatever it is.
Mr. Pistoli.
Mr. Pistoli.
He's pissed off-y most of the time.
And he is talking about how their tactics are working because, and we need to stay vigilant because of homegrown stuff like the shoe bomber and the underwear bomber. Which they failed to mention.
Got on the plane in Paris. What's he talking about? Homegrown.
Yeah, which they failed to mention. None of them were caught by any of the TSA agents.
Right. Yeah.
They were caught by good old American passengers.
That's it. Right. So what do we have? We have BS. That sounds like that's a chant from a football game. What do we have? What do we have?
BS. BS.
What do we have? What do we have? BS. BS.
It's just another one of the news stories that they use to keep you on edge.
The new terror threat. Look out. Yeah. Be afraid. Credible terror threats this weekend.
That's right.
Hey, it's Tuesday. We're all still here.
We talked to our friend Roberta yesterday, who lives in New York. She comes on a little later with us, and she said New York City was empty.
Empty.
On Sunday.
Yep. Because nobody wanted to get. It was a lot of stuff. I'm looking forward to actually going there on the bright side of things. I'm going to, in the next month or so, next time I go to New York, take up Mr.
Baroni. Bill Baroni.
Baroni. Bill Baroni.
New York and New Jersey Port Authority.
Yes.
Invited you to come take a tour.
Yes.
Neat.
And I'm happy to take tours.
He was a neat, neat guy.
So are we going backwards or forwards? How do you view where we are? I guess American optimism is what I would like to bring us back to. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about this, but I think in terms of the finality of reviewing after we make fun of all the people who said there was a terrorist threat and there wasn't really any, the pictures that we saw and the regurgitation of all of the doom. But what came, if you look up in the sky, any of those shots, how clear, how blue, how beautiful it was. So a horrible reality that day. But since then, I was reading New York Magazine, Richie, running an encyclopedia of information.
Yeah.
And what things people remembered first.
Mm-hmm.
Chronicled about a dozen of the ways that Americans recalled what happened. And every single one of them, although a different picture of the reality of the people, the first responders, the people jumping out of the buildings, the smoke, yada, yada. Every single one of them remembered how beautifully blue the sky was.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. An enduring image. The blue sky, which most people who are in the shrink business will tell you blue sky represents the canvas of possibility. Blue sky represents optimism. Blue sky represents, notions of better tomorrows.
That's what a shrink,
a psychologist or a psychiatrist would tell you. Blue sky represents the future, not the past. And the future is fundamental to what we have going for us. We can't do a damn thing about the past. It's over. Done. Remember the song, In the Wild Blue Yonder? If you can find that, there are 100 different, maybe 1,000 different versions of Off Into the Wild Blue Yonder. You hear the discussion about blue skying this or blue skying that. And oftentimes, I remember thinking that it meant anybody who practiced it, sort of fanciful thinking. If it is in the moment, it makes you feel good. Whenever you see a blue sky, don't you feel good? A clear, beautiful blue sky? We got a gut punch. Yep, we did. Roberta will tell you that New Yorkers were extraordinarily optimistic after that circumstance. You know what comes after a hurricane or a tornado or a big thunderstorm?
Blue skies.
What happens? Blue skies, nothing but blue skies from now on. You might want to protect yourself by finding Wild Blue Yonder.
Wild Blue Yonder.
Yeah. You can't find it? Blue skies.
You know what?
What?
Came into my mind.
What?
No, this is good, too.
The Allman Brothers.
Yeah. This is good.
Blue skies and high tides forever,
yep.
Baby.
Yep. Crank this up for a moment.
It's funny, I just did a search for blue sky in our songs thing.
Walk along the river, sweet and bad. So just keep on flowing. And don't worry about where it's going. No, no.
A lot of Europeans poke fun at American optimism, I guess is the best word for it. We are internally, if you listen to some of the political debate at the moment, not necessarily very optimistic about our immediate future. I'm remembering what my cousin Dougie, you hear me talking about him from time to time in Denver, belongs to the Optimist Club. And he tried to get me to join, he tried to get me to start a unit?
Chapter.
A chapter, thank you,
mm-hmm.
In Framingham. The founder wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking, which became a bestseller. I remember studying in high school, one of the Puritan leaders, because that's where I come from, the Puritan state, said that the United States was a shining city upon a hill, but would become, he didn't say, he didn't know it was going to be called the United States. He referred to the New World,
mm-hmm.
which would become the United States, as a really wonderful place, and it is a wonderful place for the most part. We have huge problems, and there's nothing you can do to fix all of them at once. What my mother Marion taught me to do was take one day at a time, one thing, one problem at a time, and try to solve it and then work into the next one. Try to solve them all at once.
Yep.
Pretty much isn't going to work.
It's like when you try and pay down your credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Attack one.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good idea, Rich. I think I'll do that. One at a time. So the trumpet is sounding for America. Ah, this is great. It's even better.
Hey! Best.
the sky.
Yeah.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong? Please tell us why.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Got about,
how can you not like a song about blue skies?
You can't. Not like that. So we have blue skies working for us today. And that's the best way that I can tell you to kind of move on from 10 years ago to where we are now. Even if things don't seem so cool at the moment,
there is always tomorrow.
And after tomorrow, there's another tomorrow. And after that tomorrow, there's another tomorrow. So work it out, huh? How's your energy level today? It's 18 past the hour. Are you doing well? Are you happy? The ladies, I was approached. Actually, I was walking through the lobby about 4.5 hours ago at the Luxor on my way to my room after my meetings that I always come to out here in Las Vegas. Actually, I go across the border into Kingman, Arizona, and have my meetings. And a woman came up to me, and I was like walking asleep. I was a zombie last night. And she said to me, "Man, you look great." I don't know what she was trying to tell me. I think she was, I don't know whether she worked for, you know, she, I think she might have been somebody that was working for a living.
A working girl.
A working girl.
Yeah,
right,
there you
yeah,
go.
Exactly. And the hospital, the hotels in, they may be working in the hospitals here too, but the hotels, I know, there's plenty of action in the hotels in Las Vegas. Anyway, maybe it's because I do come across as energetic and happy most of the time, and that's attractive. So if you want to be attractive to the members of the opposite sex, perhaps you might want to try a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Fixes a situation that you have. Natural supplement, raise testosterone 61%, maintain healthy normal levels of it without appointments, injections. With healthy testosterone levels, you will feel your energy again, and you will be attractive. You will feel attractive, and people will find you attractive. So call 800-864-4031. Do not wait. It's a risk-free trial. _ risk-free. Ageless Male is the product. 800-864-4031. Be the man you used to be. If you feel like things are different, don't have to be. Fix it. Fix the problem. Remember I just said, one problem at a time. Fix this. Ageless Male, the safe, natural supplement, helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Get it now, risk-free, at 800-864-4031.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mammy jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're freaking! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool and the moon was out. And I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Next step is good day.
And Senator Harry Reid now calling for an end to prostitution in the state of Nevada. Harry Reid said parents don't want their children to look out a school bus window and see a brothel, especially if it's blocking a view of the casino. Yeah, it's blocking the casino.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
All right, it's 24 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer will be along later on this morning. She's in New York City with Roberta Fasanelli. That'll be a festival. If we ever heard of a festival, those two guys out on
those two together
on the prowl in New York.
I see a giggle fest coming.
Yes, that could be it. All right, so let's do a 2020 past news quiz, Richie.
Okay.
There is an anniversary today of a gentleman becoming a United States citizen. He moved here 14 years before that, and has become a significant player on the American landscape. If I give you too much more, it makes it too easy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have a good guess already.
Okay, well, try it. 800-510-8255. Who is it that became a U.S. citizen today, 14 years after emigrating to our country? He has had a significant impact on all kinds of things in our country, all areas. Tons of influence in different areas. Who would that gentleman be? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen Paraphernalia is the prize. I think we do still have e-food. I'm not even sure where we are in all that e-food stuff.
Yeah, we still have that. And we have Doug Steffen muscle shirts, too.
Do we really? Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. 800-510-8255, expanding all the time. So who is it that became a U.S. citizen on this date? 1983 is the year. He'd been here 14 years, went through the process, did it all right, has become a credit, except in certain affairs of the heart. Credit to our country, right? 800-510-8255. Okay, so Las Vegas is where I am. The little joke there. Jay Leno's great at taking shots. He's here, by the way, pretty much every Friday. You knew that, right?
Leno is on stage.
Leno comes here about every Friday. Johnny Carson used to do that, too. Jump on a plane, come over here after they tape, and do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sometimes. Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Leno, I mean, there's a lot of money. And they can probably, he's probably easily 45 grand a night.
What's he need even more money for?
Who, are you talking about, Leno or Carson?
Yeah.
Well,
either of them. Take a night off, dude.
Hey, he likes what he does. I'd do it if I could get 45 grand a night. You don't think I'd spend some more time here?
How much is he making? What's his annual salary?
His take is 23, 24 million now.
Yeah, I guess he spends more money.
Yeah, of course. So here's one of the things going on in Las Vegas that's really cool. I saw this yesterday because a lot of construction has been curtailed giant casino projects have been put on hold, there are lots of construction excavators and bulldozers on the strip. So one of the guys that owns a lot of this equipment has created a life-sized sandbox. You come to him, you pay him $750. He'll teach you how to run earth-moving equipment, and you're going to run it for an hour.
That's awesome. That's cool. I want to do that.
Oh, my God. This is so much. There's, there are excavators. There are dynohoes, old dynohoes. There are trench diggers. You pick. They're all lined up at the excavation site. You pick what you want to run, and you get in it. He'll teach you how to run it, and then you get on it and go dig in the sand.
This is a great country, man.
Big sandbox,
this is a
great
country,
right?
Right?
It really is.
Somebody thinking of that.
An idea for everybody. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's a news bulletin. New England does not have a monopoly on fall foliage. Across the country, there are different ways to experience the changing seasons. How about watching the leaves turn from the treetops? You can zip line through the foliage in Colorado. Crested Butte Mountain Resort has a new 5-zip line tour that takes you up 40 feet in the air. Hiking is another way to see summer fade into autumn. Seattle's Seward Park has a scenic 2.4-mile trail with views of the city and mountain foliage. And I bet you didn't think you could see the seasons change in Southern California. Well, at Big Sycamore Canyon in Malibu, the leaves start to turn each November. See the sycamores change as you walk through the Point Magoo State Park. Down in the south, hop on the Tennessee River Gorge, a 70-person boat run by the Tennessee Aquarium. The ride showcases wildlife and fall foliage. You got it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Tonight on History, they made it to the final eight of Top Shot.
I'm ready to take on the best in the nation.
Now they're facing the most difficult challenges yet.
I don't like to back down when there's a challenge in front of me.
A Magnum with the power of a cannon, a Gatling gun, and a special weapon that shoots around corners.
The more pressure I'm under, the better I shoot.
Plus a surprise visit from the two prior Top Shots. Join host Coley Donaldson.
Every single marksman that shows up has something to prove.
Top Shot, tonight at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient, getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Cast your fate to the wind. Cast away the negativity. We've been talking about American optimism in this hour of Good Day. Richie and I are here. Jennifer, who's always optimistic. I'm optimistic that we'll have her with Roberta in the next hour, Richie. You?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It'll work. All right, so we had a 2020 sort of news quiz. I guess this is from the past news department. I asked if you could identify a person who became a U.S. citizen on this date in 1983, who was here 14 years before, did it the right way, and has had a significant impact on American life. I think that's a good way of putting it, don't you, Richie? And
very significant.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. Pat is in Kingman, Arizona. I went through Kingman last night. As a matter of fact, I went through Kingman twice yesterday, Pat, on my way over to Yucca and on my way back from Yucca. And I didn't see you, though. You weren't out on the bridge to wave hello to me when I got off on Beale Street.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, doggone.
I missed my chance.
Oh, well, next time, in a couple of months, I'll be back. How's that for a deal?
Good deal.
Meanwhile, we're looking for the identity of this gentleman who became a citizen. Who was that man? Would you like to shake his hand?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want to shake his hand. I think you might be talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
Mr.
Schwarzenegger became a citizen on this date, 1983. You want to take a stab, Pat, at spelling his last name?
Oh, okay. S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z-E-N-E-G-E-R.
You made two mistakes. You added a letter and you didn't add another letter.
Oh. There's something else I want to tell you.
Okay.
I think that the song you're looking for, Off We Go
Into
the
Wild
Blue
Yonder, here we... That's a military.
It's the Air Force.
Yeah. Is that not the one you're
looking
for?
That was the one.
For?
Yes, yeah. And Rich couldn't find it for some reason. I don't know why. Here we go, off we go. We can have any number of it.
I have it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I just didn't want you singing it.
Oh, well, but you might want to humor Pat, okay?
It's, here.
Right.
It's this. Yeah, of course I got it. It's called Wild Blue
Yonder. Yeah. Into the wild blue yonder, here we go, up in the air, here we go, into the wild blue yonder, up we go.
Yay.
Is somebody singing there? Who is that?
Yay.
All right. Pat, yeah, you hold on. We're going to...
Yeah, she's all excited just
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, she is excited. Nothing wrong with that. Hold on a minute, Pat. We'll send you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia here. By the way, you want to get somebody else who's there, Richie, who can spell Schwarzenegger correctly?
Sure, let's see if Terry can do it.
Terry, can you spell Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, I think so. S-C-H.
S-C-H-W-A-R-V-E-N-E-G-G-E-R. That's it. Good, okay. All right, so what do you think about my singing Here we go into the wild blue yonder. You want to join me on that, Terry?
But I was in the Air Force, and I think we both need to keep our tickets.
A wise guy, eh? Yeah. A wise guy. All right. What makes you most optimistic about the reason we were looking for that song is because we were talking about American optimism. What makes you, Terry, so optimistic? I'm hoping you're an optimistic sort, so that I'm not asking you a foolish question.
Well, I'm optimistic because I really have faith in the people that the problems that we do have, I believe that we eventually are going to get together on them and realize. But that means we don't want to beat our heads against the wall, and I really believe working together is something that we do well in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with some exceptions, but I still have faith in us as a people. You know, so about that.
Would you be surprised to hear, I'm looking at this survey that was done by the Associated Press, and it's in Yahoo, I guess a number of places, done by Ted Anthony, who's the managing editor for Associated Press. The most optimistic Americans are the ones who came here like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They are more optimistic than those Americans who were born here. What do you think of that?
I'm not surprised by that. I think that typically when people immigrate or, naturalize here, I believe they actually come with a sort of expectation and certain goals, the goal-oriented expectations. And when they get here, they see that it's an open, it's wide open, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe sometimes when we're born here, maybe we expect a little more than what we're willing to work to get for. Sometimes some people, not everybody, but some people expect things to be given to them, and some people come here happy just to work hard, get whatever they desire in life.
Yeah, I think he's right.
I wouldn't expect that to be, I don't think that's surprising.
Yeah, good for you. Thank you. Good to talk with you. 800-510-8255. Who wrote the following words? The work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die. Was this JFK, Ted Kennedy, George Bush the father, or George Bush the son? Who said, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die? Who said that? 800-510-8255. Do you think it was JFK? Was it Ted Kennedy, his brother? Was it George W. Bush, the father? Or George H. W. Bush, the son? Who said that? An American politician, one of those four, said the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die. Who said that? JFK, Ted Kennedy, George W. Bush, or George H. W. Bush? 800-510-8255. I know what, Richie.
Yeah, hold on. Jack.
Yeah.
What did you want to know?
I just wanted to hear Doug sing Great Balls of Fire.
Go away, Jack. Just go.
You're
away.
Funny, Jack. Thank
yeah,
you.
Jack, very funny, guy. You funny man, Jack. Goodness gracious. Here we go.
Knowing that you'd butcher that one up.
What? Goodness gracious, no. Just because I have the right meaning and everybody else has the wrong meaning.
No, because you get the wrong words, which I will not let you sing on the air because you still don't get the words right to that song.
Great balls of fire. All right, so it's interesting that people listen that intently. That was a couple of years ago.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. All right, so who said, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die? Was either a Kennedy or a Bush. Who was it? 800-510-8255.
What's the difference?
What, between the Kennedys and the Bushes? Well, there are two Bushes and only one Kennedy.
No, actually.
Maybe not.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you can imagine each one of them saying it. You could pick a moment when you could hear George the father or the son saying that, or Ted Kennedy or JFK saying it. So who was it that said it? It was one of those four.
I don't know who said it, but whenever I say it to myself in my head, I have a New England accent.
You do?
Oh.
The work goes on. The
that could be the daddy bush.
Yeah, daddy bush is from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work goes on, cause endures, hope still lives. He was a congressman from Connecticut. They moved to Texas, but I believe his father was a senator from Connecticut. Anyway, wasn't he an ambassador, it seems to me, as well? The work goes on, the cause endures. The hope, Prescott Bush was.
Yes.
The hope still lives and the dream shall never die. I think those are wonderful words, by the way, frankly. 800-510-8255. Here's something else. I'm trying to put a lot of stuff together here. We are tougher than the times that we live in. I'm looking for optimism. This all as a result of a sort of putting a cap on the discussion of what happened on September 11th and looking for the blue sky that is a part of everybody's memory. If you did not hear me when I started this conversation about a half hour ago, what I said was, according to a study that was done on the 10th anniversary, people from all walks of life were asked to remember. There were 12 people that were brought into a room. Remember what you can about what you saw on September 11th. Every one of them had a different picture, except they all remembered the clear blue sky and dramatically remembered it. So that made me sort of go back around to optimism.
It's funny.
And the narratives that go with it. Yeah.
The reason people remember that is because you think, yeah, it was such a perfect day.
It
How
was.
Did this happen on such a perfect day?
Yeah.
I mean, everything was going well.
I will tell you that in terms of astrology, several astrologers told me, actually, we ought to ask Michael McMaster about this, Richie. The American chart for September 11th, 2011 was the worst chart in the history of the country since 1776. We can get our, you may go look at your horoscope
now,
every day.
Come on now.
What? Go on what?
So how come none of them said this on September, you know?
Oh, a lot 10th? Of them did. A lot of just nobody paid any attention. I know one woman in Los Angeles was saying it for a year before that, and nobody paid. They said they laughed at her. Didn't laugh at her afterwards. And she didn't go around telling everybody, look, I said so.
Does she have this documented?
You can.
She should be a rich woman then.
We'll ask McMaster.
She should be working for the Defense Department then.
Yeah. Well,
all right. You want to answer to your question?
You think
now?
You could get away with that? You think we could hire somebody in the Defense Department that was an astrologer and make that stick? That's a great idea.
Haven't they hired Uri? Didn't they hire Uri?
Well,
in the 70s?
Did hire Uri. You're right.
It wasn't the Defense Department. It was the CIA or
yes,
something.
Right.
Yeah.
Find some bad guy somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So who was going to tell us
let's,
who said that?
Let's see if Lori in Eau Claire has it.
Hey, Lori. Nice to have you. Excuse me. Listening to WAYY. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
That's good. Okay, who do you think said the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die?
JFK.
No.
No.
No. However, it was a...
let's give everybody else a chance.
All right, thank you.
Let's try Christine in Alamogordo.
Hi, Christine. How are you? Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
How are you doing? Oh, what a great voice. Let's hear some more of that voice.
It was Ted Kennedy at Bobby's funeral.
The optimistic, it wasn't at Bobby's funeral, it was at the Democratic National Convention in 1980.
Same thing.
But, yeah. Not rich.
Was it really? I got this backwards.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Are you a Kennedy fan?
My family comes from New England, what do you think?
Doug's from New England.
I'm from New England, I'm
not
a Kennedy fan. although I did think when I was in high school when Kennedy, JFK was president, I thought, that he did, especially after the Bay of Pigs. I thought by that time he was worth paying a lot of attention to because he seemed to be able to make, what's the old thing, a silk purse out of a sow's ear. He did seem to be able to make that work. So you say you're from, your family's from New England. Did you migrate or were you born in Wisconsin?
Well, I was actually born in Hartford, and my parents did me the great kindness of moving to Southern California when I was about 2.5.
Uh-huh. And what do you do now? You're in Alamogordo, so you must have moved.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How do you like Alamogordo?
I love it.
You do?
I love it here.
What do you do there?
I work at our high school.
Do you? Are you a teacher?
No, I'm the registrar. I take care of the student records.
Really?
When I first moved here, I was in radio for quite a while.
I can't imagine listening to that voice, how that could have happened. Yeah, you do. Everybody says that about your voice.
Hey, listen, we're down a couple of co-hosts this hour. You want to stick around?
Yeah, you have a very appealing voice. Very
well,
nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, hold on just a second, and we're going to send you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. And maybe I shouldn't say that.
A microphone and an ISDN unit.
Yeah. You're going to be my new co-host.
Yeah.
All right. Did you find out whether she was married now, Richie? You didn't find that out?
I didn't. Michael, get that information when you send her a prize. Maybe.
Let's find out. All right. It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with something that we talk about frequently. And I don't know whether this is something. I think after a while people get it. When I'm focused on something. Then the health stuff is easy to talk about. Unless it's something that affects you. There are a lot of people who have prostate problems. And I'm not just talking about men. Women who are with men who need prostate relief. That finally has come in the form of Master Prostate. The Master Prostate formula is available at 800-716-6520. By now you know about what it takes to get this product to work for you. You got to have the ingredients. There are lots of natural things around. This is just the right mix to keep you from having to get up every night. In the middle of the night, getting up and having to go to the bathroom is a drag. Remember that old song from the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag?
Kind of a Drag.
Yeah, that's what this, we should have that music behind this. So you want to get a good night's sleep? Call 800-716-6520 and order a free bottle of Master Prostate. Free, 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 free. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. 800-716-6520.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Yep. That's a whizzer of a commercial, Richie.
No pun intended.
Oh, maybe, yeah. All right. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for us to spend a moment or two thinking about technology in your life. Actually, there is so much of it. I'm reminded of something that happened, Richie, in 1994 on this day. Big day for a company named Mosaic Communication announced its first products, a network browser called Mosaic Netscape.
Ah, that's where I remember them from.
That's where I remember it from.
Netscape was like the browser originally.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yep. Even I remember that.
Yep.
And paying attention to it. Okay, so let's bring ourselves around to what's going on currently with our technology tailor, Alex Goldfein. Did you know that later this month, Richie, a partially intact NASA satellite is going to fall to Earth?
I heard this.
Yes. What happens to it? What do you think? You're going to go out like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. What happens to it? Will it hit you? You'll find out next what the odds are on Good Day.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Mark Baumgart and his family are Alzheimer's heroes.
My mother lived with Alzheimer's for 12 years before she died in 2006. That next year, my six siblings, my dad, my nieces, my nephews held the first Alzheimer's motorcycle run in our hometown of Freedom, Wisconsin, in honor of Mom. This year, we had 150 riders join us, including the families of Carl Greiner and Thoris Weinberg, who rode in honor of their loved ones.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Here's an unusual topic for us here on the Technology Tailor Minute. Let's talk NASA. Specifically, let's talk about an old NASA satellite, which, according to CNET, was decommissioned in 2005. It's entering into the Earth's orbit later this month, which means it's going to break up and fly towards us. Engineers say that 26 components, including one that weighs over 330 pounds, will survive reentry and fall to the Earth. According to Nick Johnson, who is the chief scientist with NASA's Orbital Debris Program at the Johnson Space Center, there is a, quote, 1 in 3,200 chance that one person anywhere in the world might be struck by a piece of debris. According to CNET, the satellite was launched in 1991 to study the atmosphere. This included looking at the Earth's ozone 15 to 30 miles up. NASA added that it knows with 99.9% accuracy that the satellite will re-enter between northern Canada and southern South America. Basically, don't worry. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Don't worry. It's going to hit somebody in America. Don't worry. The sky's
falling. Between northern Canada and southern South America?
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty much
large.
Us.
Yeah, right.
We could get it.
Yep. We could get it. You can help.
Yeah.
Ford is teaming up with the company Bug Labs to make your car's tech open source. What does that mean?
Open source means they invite anybody to try and work on the code to improve it, to make features or improvements on it.
Yeah. Ford is going to have an HD radio, I think, in their cars next year, which is, I think, cool. I think HD radio is not well enough promoted. There's some fascinating things going on HD radio. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's the sub-band. It's actually a television channel, a backside of an FM channel. And it is now the new radios. I don't know whether Crane's got an HD radio. But I know a lot of the really good specialty.
Do.
I think they do, too. The good specialty radio manufacturers have got them and put them in the cars. I have a car that I rented here that has a satellite radio, and I always like to listen to the 50s and the 60s. It's the only place I listen to it because I don't have a satellite radio. But there are other things that are there. There are so many choices now. Pandora is going to do a talk. We know that because we're going to be on it. But they've done wonders, I guess, depending on whether you're in the competitive music business or not on the radio. But Pandora has made a significant impact in how people get their music. And one of the reasons the music stations are dying is because of the work that they've been doing. And not only that, but the foolishness going on in Congress about whether or not radio stations that play music ought to pay the people that perform it or write it more money. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Yesterday at DougStephan.com, we gave you some tips on how to keep yourself safe from hackers and scammers on Facebook. Today, beware information that's there over-the-counter GPS tracking products are making it so easy for anybody to keep tabs on you for whatever reason. You might want to check that out as our tip of the day today from technology at DougStephan.com.